Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you the anti-Semite of the year 2025 rewards. And I have to say that I want to file a complaint with this account because despite the fact that all of us here have tried really hard in order to make it this year, we didn't even get a nomination. And you know, at first I thought like, maybe I lost it. You know, maybe the new generation is more anti-Semitic than we are. But then I found out, no. The cheeky little shits, they changed the rules of the game. And I'm like, well, that's a little bit unfair. They actually changed the definition without informing me. Like, how can I compete? Because I want to win at everything, right? And if there is a competition somewhere, I want to be number one. I don't care what it is. I want my face there. And I'm like, okay, so what is the new definition then? Well, you see, I was assuming that to be an anti-Semite, like, you need to have an irrational dislike towards the Jewish people. I thought that's the definition that they're using, but no. Apparently, is not agreeing with Israel foreign politics. And so, like, if you're not on the same board with the cabinet of Benjamin Netanyahu, you're an anti-Semite. In other words, probably, like, at least, like, 50% of Israel, maybe? I don't know, like, I think they still have a democracy there, right? Like, not everyone is on board with Netanyahu's foreign policy. And so, like, are those people anti-Semitic as well? Or is it like, oh, you have like the ethnicity shield, right? Like if you're Jewish, you can't be anti-Semitic. But like, if you have the same opinion as a Jewish person that lives in Israel and is against Benjamin Netanyahu, then you're anti-Semitic. And if I was to show it to my grandfather, who's like, you know, disconnected from modern culture and he didn't experience the slow boiling of the frog thing, he would look at this list and say, okay, so this is not actually anti-Semite of the year. It's more like people who said something we didn't like, celebrity edition. It's kind of like running the Grammys for having a wrong opinion on the internet. Like, you complain about civilian casualties? Congratulations, you're in the same bracket as Tucker Carlson and a preschool YouTuber that we're going to circle back in a little while. It's a very exclusive company, you know, black tie only. Half of this list, okay, it feels like they were selected by a dice roll. And the other half feels like some intern at that NGO typed, people who talked about Gaza, put it into Google, and then just copy-pasted the results. If they keep going like this, I think like in 2026 nominees, you're going to have your aunt who posted war band on Facebook, the barista who asked, you want that with almond milk? And probably a random cat video that had the misfortune on trending that day. Like, seriously, no, at this rate, the award has the rigor of a BuzzFeed quiz that goes, which type of muffin are you, and then it calls you a bigot based on your zodiac sign. Like, just so you can understand why I'm spurging out over this, it's not that I give a single fuck about the Middle East. I care about Gaza exactly the same way that they care about when there were terrorist attacks in European Union. No more, nor less. Like, literally the exact same level of caring when we had the Nice attack, or the Charlie Hebdo attack, or the plethora of attacks that happened in 2018, right? Like, the exact same way the Palestinian cared about my continent, I care about them, no more nor less. And so, I generally, like, don't have strong opinions about what's going on there. But I do have extremely strong opinions about this idea of expanding definitions until people we don't like get included in them. So now, like, being an anti-Semite is, oh, well, I don't like what Israel is doing. Oh, I'm on the list. Just so you can understand how retarded this list is, Mrs. Rachel, right? Do you know who Mrs. Rachel is? You probably don't, but if you have kids, maybe you do. She just makes Disney movies on YouTube. Like, she makes content for kids, which, from my understanding, can't even be monetized. So she literally does it for free. And because she's saying that she doesn't want to work with people that support the war in the Middle East, oh, now she's an anti-Semite. That's literally all it took, by the way. And now you're looking at, what? Like the Young Turks. Yes, I'm pretty sure the Young Turks who actually employ Jewish people and who work with Jewish people, they're anti-Semites. I mean, I guess the bar is pretty low now, you know? It used to be like a person that doesn't like Jewish people at all. Now you can work with them, you can employ them, you can pay them. By the way, like, I'm actually curious. What if it's the opposite? Like, what if it's a person that's extremely anti-Semitic? You know, like someone like Adolf, Like, literally the same ideology, everything. But on the case of Israel and Palestine, he is 100% Israel. It's just like that one case, you know, for whatever reasons. It's like, yeah, I don't like Jewish people, but like with Israel, yeah, I support that conflict. I'm going to donate some money to the aid. How would that be like? Like, would he make the list? Because if we look here, we notice that they had to respond on why Nick Fuentes is not on the list. Right? Like, there were a lot of people inquiring. It's like, well, what about Nick Fuentes? Like, isn't he like, I mean, hey, he's just popular. Why isn't he there? Well, apparently, they have been monitoring Nick Fuentes since 2019, right? So, like, they're vigilant. They're always watching, like, an ex-girlfriend that got dumped. He didn't want to work with the Daily Wire, and so, like, they're like, ah, we got your eyes on you. Well, he was a finalist a few years back, right? So he didn't even get the win, but he was a finalist. His absence from this year's cycle does not erase his anti-Semitism. Oh. My fucking God. Can you find repentance, though? Like, if you are anti-Semite in 2019 and then you have, like, a change of heart, does it erase it? Or, is it a stain that you carry with you until the grave? Oh. But what if he actually gets Israeli citizenship, runs for office, and then, takes Benjamin Netanyahu's place? Like, would that erase the anti-Semitism? Is that how it works, though? Is it, like, based on the prime minister? Like the prime minister gets to decide what the definition is based on his actions? That's fascinating. Rather, it allows us to focus attention on other individuals who are spreading hate. Okay, so, like, if you're a person that's making content creation for kids, and you don't support the war in Gaza, you're spreading hate. I'm curious, like, didn't the Palestinians, like, had that Mickey Mouse cartoon, Farfur? If you guys don't know what Farfur is, you gotta look it up. Like, go on YouTube and search for Farfur. It's magical. They made, like, this Mickey Mouse wannabe, which apparently had a grandfather that was holding land in Palestine. I assume the British Empire must have given it to him. But anyway, the grandfather then gives the key to the land, to Farfur, and Farfur, you know, tries to keep it, and then the Israelis come to buy the land from Farfur, and Farfur doesn't want to sell it, and so they beat him to death. This is a child show, by the way, right? And you can find it on YouTube. It's magical. I'm not kidding, like, it exists. But my question is, like, do the people who made that cartoon, like, are they worse than Miss Rachel, or less worse? Because, you know, like on a level of anti-Semitism, like, can we quantify that? You know, like, how do we quantify it? Do we have, like, we need to have a unit of measurement, like a standardized measurement unit. I would say, like, the Tucker Carlson, right? So, like, your 10 Deca Carlsons worth of anti-Semitism. Like, for example, the previous owner, Candace Owens, right? Like, she's 5 Giga Carlsons of anti-Semite. And so, like, how many Carlsons would the maker of the Farfur cartoon have compared to these other people on this list? The reason they're making these lists, by the way, is so that when they make studies, they can show there's anti-Semitism on the platform. That's literally it, right? So, like, if you look at these people, if they post on X, well, that's anti-Semitism on X. For the common person that isn't terminally online like we are, they will understand, oh, so it's like swastikas, white supremacists, the whole shebang. For the academics, they know what's going on. It's like, oh, so it's YouTube is anti-Semitic because it's hosting the Young Turks. And the Young Turks had the incorrect opinions. And so, like, sponsors, people that want to do partnerships, that type of thing, would distance themselves from this. But the thing is, like, this tactic was extremely effective when the internet was fully censored. Now people are starting to notice what's going on, and I've seen this with Steam. Because with Steam, they had the Gabe accused of allowing anti-Semitism, and when you looked at what they considered anti-Semitism was Pepe the Frog memes. And a big chunk of that anti-Semitism was Pepe the Frog memes. And not to mention, like, when you actually did the percentage and you crunched the numbers, like, the anti-Semitism on Steam was less than 2%. And out of that 2%, a lot of it was frogs. And people are starting to notice this academic tricks that they're doing, changing the definitions, selective outrage. And it's getting annoying. Getting annoying because, I mean, not to me personally. Like, if they keep doing it, they're going to end up with what happened with the word misogynist, right? Like, that was too watered down and made in a way until people started not giving a shit. Whenever you had, like, someone being accused of a misogynist, like, now Andrew Tate is a misogynist. Like, who fucking cares? He still gets sponsorships. Racism, another word that is losing meaning for the same reason it was watered down. Now they're trying their best in order to get anti-Semitism to get watered down and to lose all meaning. It's like, okay, I mean, if they think it's a smart move, what can I say? If I was a Jewish person, I would be outraged about this. Seriously, like, regardless of how you feel about Gaza and stuff, like, there are ways you can get your war support up without having to pull these tactics. Especially when everyone knows these tactics now. Like, they're not new things. Like, they happened in 2018 when most people didn't understand. It's like, oh, why is, like, so much anti-Semitism on Twitter? I don't see it. But now people actually understand. Oh, there is anti-Semitism on Twitter because they changed the definition, because they're accusing people that obviously aren't. Fucking content creator that makes videos for kids? Really? Like, she's not even political. Like,